Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December 16th meeting of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals. Ms. Helm, do we have a checklist of the members, please, so I can fill it out? Okay, thank you. Okay. Before I start the meeting, I'll take the roll. Mr. Vineyard is here. Mr. Drayton? Here. Ms. Watkins?
Here.
Ms. Stone?
Here.
And Mr. Pallott?
Here.
We have a full house. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to testify during the proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. All persons are requested to sign in. I have already called us to order, but please stand and face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Is there a motion that we approve the minutes of the last meeting, which was the October meeting?
So moved.
Okay, there's been a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It looks to me like there is only one item on the regular agenda. So please tell us about this one.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. My name is Sadie Eschlerent with Development Services. We have 10 Breckenridge Lane here today. So the petitioner is requesting a variance to reduce the eastern side yard setback from 20 feet to 18 feet and 8 inches in association with an addition to an existing attached garage on a parcel on the landings. The garage currently encroaches into the setback by about just 1 inch. So here's an aerial view of the parcel. It was located, it's in phase one of the landings on Skidaway. The parcel is just under 25,000 square feet or 0.57 acres. It is irregularly shaped, and it also has an environmental overlay. And it is in the AE flood zone. The main house on the parcel was built in about 1995, and it has a building footprint of just short of 3,000 square feet, and it has an attached garage that has a building footprint of 640 square feet, which is currently encroaching into the setback by approximately just 1 inch, according to the survey. So the petitioner is proposing to add on to the front of that existing garage, and it will add about 570 square feet to that building footprint, and it will encroach into that side setback by 1 foot and 4 inches, where there is a required 20-foot setback. And according to the petitioner, this variance is being requested because the owner's vehicle does not currently fit into the existing garage. As mentioned before, this parcel is irregularly shaped, and it has a much narrower front lot line and a wider rear lot line. And this proposed garage addition only goes to the front of the lot and doesn't extend any further east than the existing structure. But because the inward part of the lot line goes in, it further encroaches into that side setback. So here's the dwelling, and then this portion here is the existing garage, and then this hashed portion is the addition. So you can kind of see right here, this is where they're slightly encroaching by 1 inch, and then they're only building forward, but because of the angle of this lot line, that's why it would be encroaching by just over 1 foot. And this is a zoomed-in portion of just that encroachment. So with all of that mentioned, MC staff recommends approval of the requested variance. Happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Sir. Anyone here to speak for the variance? you'll come up and raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
And state your name for the record.
My name is Philip Hurd. I live at 10 Breckenridge Lanes, Savannah, in the Landings. And our petition today, as was stated, we just moved here in February of this year, and our vehicles don't fit in the garage that we have now. It's so narrow that we can't get both vehicles in. We do have a golf cart, so with both vehicles in the garage and the golf cart trying to be in the garage at the same time, we need more room. So that's why we want to move the garage, extend the garage out by about 20 feet. And, that to keep the lines of the house straight, we want to, that's why there's a small encroachment. So, with that, we're going to, there's a bonus room above the garage and so we will, extend that as well and finish that out.
Does anyone have any questions? Has this been approved by the Landings Association?
It has, yes, sir.
Okay. I live out there, so I'm familiar with the process. In fact, yes. I'm familiar with where you live. I was by there the other day.
Okay.
So, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else to speak for the variance? Is there anyone here to speak against?
No, and I'll say on the record, this is Sally Holm, that Mr. Kirkland did email us yesterday and said that he had no comments. He had a conflict and couldn't be here, but he didn't have any comments regarding this item.
And we have not received any written communications or anything else.
No, sir.
So as far as we're concerned, there is no objection. Okay. Is there any discussion amongst the members of the board?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. If not, do I hear a motion?
I move to approve staff's recommendation. I second that.
A motion has been made by Ms. Stone, seconded by Ms. Watkins. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Since this, I will actually call for the vote. Mr. Vineyard votes aye. Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Ms. Watkins?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Pallone?
Aye.
You're approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Savannah?
Yes.
Welcome to Savannah.
Hey, you're your neighbors. I'll see you at the Marshwood Club sometime. Hey. On my behalf, I'd like to wish everyone the best Christmas and the best New Year they could possibly have. I don't like cold weather, and I'm probably going to Richmond where it's going to even be colder. But I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday season.
You as well, my friend.
Okay. With that, the meeting is adjourned.